Not that the Byzantines or Romaioi saw this as a major cultural problem. If anything, they saw it as Western Europe's problem for being cut off from them. Indeed, under the Emperor Heraclius, who ruled from 610 to 641 AD, the Byzantine Empire was reorganized into themes instead of provinces, and its official language went back from Latin to Greek for good. This enforced isolation of East from West also meant that the Western and Eastern branches of the Christian Church started growing apart from each other. Meanwhile, powerful popes such as Gregory I were cementing the Roman Church's spiritual and secular power in the West. On Christmas Day, 800 AD, Pope Leo III crowned Charlemagne, King of the Franks, as Emperor of the West, and rival of the Eastern Emperor in both politics and religion. For its part, the Eastern Church was consumed with seemingly trifling philosophical disputes. The most violent of these disputes concerned the role of icons in worship. This icon-smashing craze caught up emperors and common folk alike, until the icon-smashing faction was shut down permanently and violently in 843 AD.